We still have two guys that were out of practice today. That was Michael Palmer and Saka Polite. We had two guys that moved from that were out last week. Antone Smith and Chris Owens were limited participants today. We anticipate that they'll be full participants in practice tomorrow. Then we had Babineau, who was out a little bit last week. We had him limited today. Todd McClure was limited today with a chest. William Moore with a hip. And Steven Nicklaus with his thigh. And Julio Jones was full participation with his hand. That all open up for questions.
Coach, what is unique about the Redskins' rushing attack and how they've been able to lead the league in rushing thus far?
Coach Shanahan has always had an offense that can run the ball extremely well. They have very good zone blocking schemes. Coach Shanahan, when he was at Denver, probably had the best running attacks year in and year out with their zone blocking schemes. They're doing that, and with the added element of a quarterback that can run the spread option, they're running some true triple option, so it does something that, like last week, will cause issues for defenses. They are rushing for about 187 yards a game, so they got a very potent rushing attack. And it has a lot to do with what Coach Shanahan believes in, and with the addition of the quarterback this year running the option. Well, I'm sure that they'll study the film and look at how Carolina was successful, but I know that they've been doing some things really well through the first four games. But we're going to make sure that we've shored up the issues that we had and given up 200 yards rushing last week, that's for sure. And, put our best foot forward in terms of preparing ourselves for this offense. Even though it's similar, there's a lot of differences in terms of what they try to do.
Specifically about their running back, Morris, he wasn't drafted high, and he seems to be the guy that kind of plugs away, and they seem to trust him repeatedly in games.
He's been very impressive. I think I'll go back to Coach Shanahan. He's had a long history of not having top draft picks run the ball extremely well for him. I believe he was a late-round pick out of Florida Atlantic. He's 222 pounds. Not super speed, but he runs very well behind his pads, and he's that one-cut guy that zone blocking is designed for. He does a very nice job of one-cut, and he turns his shoulders north and south, and when he gets in the secondary, he's difficult to bring down. Been very impressed with him.
How's Bierman looking to you through the first four games? He's played a lot of snaps on defense, and he's also played just about every snap on special teams.
Croy's got tough duty every week. When you see how much he's in the rotation defensively, he's getting quite a few snaps there. But he's one of our best special teams players, and Croy does a good job with us on teams. He's on the big four, which means he's on both coverage and both return units. And sometimes we have to rest him late in the ball game after he's covered kicks, but I think he's done a really nice job. His production, he hasn't had the sack production, but he's done a nice job pressuring the quarterback.
What's the key to stopping their running game?
You got to stay on your feet, and you've got to make sure that you attack your gap. All they're doing is looking for one guy to be out of their gap. What you like to have is, when you're looking at it defensively, you want to see your color jersey, their color jersey, your color jersey, their color jerseys. When you've got two of their colors together, mm-hmm. We got a problem. They're going to have an opportunity now to, with two color jerseys and we don't have one between them, that's going to be the hole they're going to run through.
Coach, how they, you all were able to do it, get the rookie quarterback ready to play. What's changed in the game where people have been able to have success with the rookies right away?
Well, I think that when you play a young quarterback, you've got to first identify what their strengths are and what they do well. And then you just want to basically try to design your game plan to their strengths and give them an opportunity to be successful. And when they're successful, then you can start adding to it. I'm sure that there's more to the, you know, there's more to it in the playbook for the Redskins, and I'm sure we'll see some of it this week. He's played very well through the first 4 weeks. He's kind of taken everybody by storm in terms of his passer rating. He's got 103 passer rating, so he's throwing the ball extremely well. And everybody talks about his ability to run. He's a 4.35 guy at the combine. He runs extremely well.
How's he different from Cam Newton? How he runs the football when he decides to run?
He's not nearly as big as Cam. Cam's 6'5". This guy's 6'2.5", in that range, 215. He's faster on the clock. If you go by their 40 yard dashes, and I think they both have a very strong arm. He can throw the long ball. He can throw the deep ball.
You had mentioned on Monday that you had a bit of an open competition there for the nickel spot when Chris Owens was out. Now that he's back to practice, where does that kind of stand?
We're going to split the reps in practice this week, John. Chris, unfortunately, has missed some time. We have had an opportunity to get Robert some snaps, and we're going to make that decision based on how those guys practice. I'm sure both of them will probably participate in the game, but we've got competition. We want to keep that competition going all year long, and when a guy has an opportunity to step in and play, we want him to do his best, and that's what Robert did. And now, Chris and we'll make an evaluation on what happens in practice this week.
You say you expect them, they both might play in the game at the nickel spot?
Yeah.
So do you do that series to series, or how do you?
Well, it just would depend. Again, and it's early in the week, but if it's a clear determination in which direction we want to go as a coaching staff, we'll make that determination. If not, we could use them both. They'll both be up on the 46-man roster.
Okay.